Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
The level of brilliance to pull off that shot on 15. Like, that hole destroyed Seve Ballesteros' career in 86 when Jack Nicklaus won. Literally destroyed the DNA of what he thought he could trust in his golf swing.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. Coming up, the provinces face a significant increase in their contribution to the salaries of centrally contracted players. We hear from the Connacht camp as they prepare for a South African doubleheader, and the All Blacks could be without one of their current star players at the 2027 World Cup. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First today, the IRFU has announced a 10% increase in provinces' contributions to the salaries of centrally contracted players. As of August 1st of next year, provinces must provide 40% of those salaries, up from 30%. The increase will naturally hit Leinster the hardest, for as of next season, they'll have 11 players on central contracts. By contrast, Connacht will have just Bundy Aki and Mac Hansen on IRFU deals, while neither Ulster nor Munster will have any. The IRFU say the change comes after a thorough review that considered both the evolving financial landscape of Irish rugby and the needs to maintain the competitiveness of the national and provincial teams. The union's CEO Kevin Potts added that this is not about short-term cuts, it's about ensuring we allocate a sustainable level of investment against strategic priorities to deliver on rugby objectives, and is part of the RFU's ongoing efforts to adapt to a changing landscape while future-proofing the health and success of the game at every level. Michael Milne and Lee Barron have made their moves from Leinster to Munster ahead of schedule. The prop and the hooker were due to add to Munster's front row options in the summer, but a mini injury crisis has seen the pair officially leave Leinster on loan until the end of this season, with the moves becoming permanent thereafter. Milne was an under 20 Grand Slam winner, along with his new Munster teammates Josh Witcherly, Craig Casey and John Hodnett. 7 of Barron's 23 Leinster appearances have come this season and include a try away to Benetton back in October. Both players are in contention to face the Vodacom Bulls in the URC this week, but with the terms of their loan agreement, it means they could not play Leinster should the sides meet in the URC playoffs. Craig Casey, for one, is looking forward to being reunited with his former under 20 Ireland teammates.
Yeah, I don't know Lee too well, to be honest, but I do know Mick. I've played under 18s and under 20s with him, and I think you can see he's a physical freak, to be honest, and I'm definitely looking forward to having him in our squad. I think he's a great fella. First of all, he'll really fit in here well. And I think he's a really good player, and he's coming from the winning environment in Leinster, and he's probably going to bring down a few things himself and really be himself. I think that's what he's about, to be honest. Big ball carrier, big moments and stuff like that. So I think he'll be great to get in. And to be honest, like, I've been impressed any time I've seen Lee play, and he came down today. It was his first day, and my God, I was very impressed with how he went in training. Obviously, it's only training and things like that, but I think how fit he is. He's a big man. I didn't really expect him to be that tall. I know everyone's probably tall to me, but to be fair to him, he's a towering bit of a figure. So can't wait to see what he brings to the environment as well. And it's probably good to get them down early anyway, and they probably get the experience before kicking into next season fully. But I'm sure they're going to add to us massively over the next few months.
Casey also spoke of Munster's frustrations at their performance in Bordeaux at the weekend, a point echoed by their stand-in head coach Ian Costello.
I think the tricky thing is we underperformed, and that's what's the hardest to take, because, you know, regret is hard to live with, and for the last 48 hours people have had to process a huge amount of disappointment. You know, people here really pissed off with that performance, if excuse my language, because it means so much to us, and also because we know that, not even in the future, right then on Saturday, we know we should have performed a lot better. You know, our turnover count was in the 20s. We lost 9 lineouts. Just, you know, cut that in half. Cut that in half, and I think we're competitive toe-to-toe with them. I really do. And that's what probably the last 20 minutes of the game showed us, and probably the first 5 minutes where we missed a very easy opportunity. So without, and that's not being falsely positive or trying to be, you know, fluffy around it. We've dealt with this honestly, openly. It's not good enough. We should have performed better. We didn't when it mattered, to back up the second week. But we genuinely feel if we'd been more accurate around the line, or more accurate around our handling, and we conceded 2 first phase tries off scrums as well, even just cut that in half, and we think we're right there with Bordeaux. It's hard to argue that now because that's not what happened, but that's generally what we feel. And the important part of that is we've absolute belief about where we're going, and the last month is evidence of that. We've put in some big performances, and the same behind the scenes, and that's been the chat today. You know, own it, learn from it, but we got to move on. If we lose the weekend and we don't beat the Bulls, we're in a dogfight to get into the playoffs.
John Hodnett will miss Saturday's game at Thomond Park with a toe injury, while Gavin Coombs and Calvin Nash have been sent for scans after both players injured ankles in Bordeaux. Dermot Barron is out this week with a shoulder injury, while Ian Costello confirmed today that Jeremy Lochman will likely miss the rest of the season with his hamstring injury, hastening the arrival, of course, of Michael Milne. There's mixed injury news for Ulster ahead of Saturday's Interpro with Leinster at the Aviva. Starting with the good, and Cormac Izuchukwu, Werner Koch and Jude Postlethwaite are all available for selection following various injuries. Izuchukwu has been sidelined since suffering an ankle injury in their Valentine's weekend defeat to Benetton. A hamstring injury has kept Koch out of action since mid-January, while Postlethwaite has missed Ulster's last three games with a thumb injury. All that positivity has been offset by the news that James Hume sustained a back injury in their Investec Champions Cup defeat to Bordeaux just over a week ago and has been ruled out this weekend. He enters a crowded treatment room that also contains Ian Henderson, Jake Flannery, Ethan McElroy, Robert Balakoon, Ben Carson, Ben Moxham, Eric O'Sullivan and Sean Raffle. Connacht's travelling party have been going through some light work in South Africa following their arrival ahead of Saturday's game with the DHL Stormers. The Cape Town side go into the weekend 2 points ahead of Connacht in the URC table and just inside the top 10. So standing Connacht coach Cully Tucker knows Saturday's game is of huge importance.
I think it's the nature of the URC this year. All the teams are quality beating each other around. Like 6 points is separating us in fifth place. So I think the quality of teams, home and away advantage has been a factor. But what are we expecting from the Stormers? Like, brilliant individual players. You know, their offloading game is very, very impressive. Very, very strong set piece. Very, very strong scrum. And a very, very cohesive and attack-minded team. But at the same time, the contact zone, both sides of the ball, will be key to the game, you know. And it's something, you know, we're in the land of physicality now, so it's something we have to bar up and be ready for. They've been strong around, you know, both sides of the ruck, so we have to be really accurate and really physical there.
And Tucker knows the Stormers' threats can come from all over the pitch.
Look at the individuals around, there's so many to name, but, you know, the offload threat is pretty significant in there. And whether it be the likes of Willemse who can run square or beat people with pace, or you've got guys like Evan Roos who can do the same thing in the forward pack. You know, it's a pretty dangerous outfield in general. So we have to be so connected defensively. You know, we have to make sure that our 1-on-1 tackling is exceptional, and I think our scramble defence will have to be very, very good as well. Because, you know, a team like this, when you want to be connected and you want to stay together all the time, they will stress you and they will make breaks. It's how you react to those.
Finally, Scott Robertson suffered a blow with the World Cup now just over 2 years away. Mark Talea has announced he's leaving his native Auckland Blues to pursue a playing opportunity in Japan once the current Super Rugby season comes to a close. Talea started in November's win for the All Blacks over Ireland at the Aviva and ended the autumn series with 4 tries, 2 of which came in a 2-point win over England at Twickenham. However, he wrote in a statement on social media that, quote, "It's been an amazing ride, so many fantastic memories and amazing people, but after much thought, I've decided from next year I will play my rugby in Japan." The move abroad will rule him out of selection for the All Blacks. However, New Zealand rugby have confirmed that Talea will still be available for their summer series with France beginning in Dunedin on July the 5th. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Bank of Ireland tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.
To listen to all of our rugby coverage, become a member by signing up at offtheball.com/join now.
Take a detour from the ordinary.
Owen, it's finally here. Your 10-part documentary, Diverted.
Took a long time.
It's time to get diverted.
This has taken too long, but finally glad that it's here.
Join Owen Sheehan as he brings you the conversations you didn't know you needed to hear.
It's like the content version of your eyes being bigger than your belly, or whenever it comes to food.
From the unexpected to the unforgettable, Diverted explores it all.
For some reason, I've decided to hitchhike through Argentina.
Irlanda.
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 Irlanda. See.
Available for free on all Off The Ball channels. Divert it on Off The Ball.